Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Debbie Young, Eve Instructor with the Georgetown Business Improvement District.
And we are talking about Taste and Shop Georgetown, which returns Monday, October 5th through October 25th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
All right, so this year is a crazy year, and you guys have had to adapt this thing. Before we get to that, what is it normally? Remind our listeners, like, in an ordinary year, what the Taste of Georgetown usually is.
Well, normally, this would have been our 26th annual Taste of Georgetown. We host it usually either on a Saturday or Sunday, last weekend in September, on K Street. We close it between Wisconsin Avenue and Thomas Jefferson Street, have about 30 restaurants offering great food, live music, games, activities, a beer garden, and benefiting the Georgetown Ministry Center's homeless assistance programs.
Gotcha. And then now that COVID has hit and you guys have had to adapt, explain sort of that process of, you know, I'm sure you thought, well, back in March when this started, you're probably thinking, well, maybe it'll be gone by the fall. But then, you know, take me into the process of when you decided to sort of pivot and get creative of, you know, how you can still make this happen, but maybe more outdoors, more takeout, that kind of stuff.
Right. Yes, I think each week, you know, as we were all starting to work from home more, we start pivoting on a lot of our programs and just realize bringing 10,000 people together for Taste of Georgetown probably was not a good idea. So I would say probably around July, we still wanted to do something that could still support our businesses. And Taste of Georgetown has been such a wonderful tradition. And that's when we started, you know, our planning process. But now we have over 25 streeteries, outdoor streeteries, where they're seating and outdoor dining in the street, basically, where we put barriers, you know, around the seating. And so then we realized, well, we could still do Taste of Georgetown, but we bring the people pretty much to the restaurants. But then we wanted to add in shopping because then we could support the stores as well, because now there's curbside pickup, or you could follow the COVID, you know, social distancing guidelines with limited people inside the shops or even with delivery. So we just felt like there's so many ways we could still do this program and actually almost expand it. And so instead of a one-day event, now we have 3 weeks featuring over 70 businesses, including restaurants and stores. And so it kind of gives a opportunity for everybody to participate and more chance for people. You can come more than once, to enjoy the program.
That's great. And I know, you know, historically it would go to a good cause, and I think you're supporting the same thing this year, right?
Yeah. Well, normally with, Taste of Georgetown, it's, you buy tickets. And that's how the proceeds benefit Georgetown Ministry Center. But now there's no ticket sales, but we still are partnering with GMC, and we just provide information. If you go to our website, we really want to encourage people to make a donation. And we have a link to show how you can do that. But then also Good Stuff Eatery, they have one of their offers that they're doing as part of Taste and Shop. They're donating 50 cents to GMC with every sale of their goodness bag, which includes their handcrafted cheeseburger, snack fries, and soda for $9.95. And that's valid Monday through Friday.
Awesome.
So we still want to definitely give and find ways to help them.
That's cool. Yeah, they do great work for homelessness. Okay, well, let's get into some of the participating restaurants and stuff. So what are some, what's on the, for the breakfast and brunch club? You know, what are some of the participating places?
Yeah, well, I guess maybe I should start to say that's another way that we've kind of enhanced or changed Taste and Shop Georgetown, is that we made 4 dining categories to offer something for every palate and every budget. So we have 4 categories: breakfast and brunch club, happy hour, family matters, which features family style meals, and treat yourself, which is for those who have a sweet tooth. So under breakfast and brunch club, we have a lot of like get a free coffee with every purchase. Like Cafe Georgetown is doing free drip coffee with a pastry purchase. District Donut, for 1 week, they're actually debuting a brand new pumpkin cinnamon roll. So it's only for 1 week that they're actually introducing this. So next week will be your first chance to be able to try that from October 5th through the 11th. Dogtown Bakery, I should also mention, is also doing the free drip coffee with the breakfast sandwich purchase. And you should definitely go to our website because there's lots of details in terms of days and times that these offers are good. I don't want to get into the weeds of all that, but all the information is at georgetowndc.com/tasteofgeorgetown. Georgetown Piano Bar, they're doing a brunch special where it's a free dessert with purchase of any entree with brunch menu, or from their brunch menu. And that's on Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 3. So, you know, DC, we love a good brunch, and they have outside dining available. They're one of the restaurants that has an outdoor streetery. So we have lots of good things to get into for awesome. Breakfast and brunch.
Yeah. And obviously the full list of the breakfast and brunch spots is on the website. Pivoting to the, you know, the happy hour, sips, bites, and other happy things, you have it labeled. What are some of the, you know, maybe pick a one or two of those specials and highlight?
Yeah, so at Ristorante Piccolo, with the purchase of your entree, you get free Prosecco. Everyone loves that. I mean, Prosecco is like my favorite drink. Happy hour all day, every day at Escape Room Live. And then 50% off drinks at Il Canale.
Awesome. There's so many, like, I wish we could highlight them all, but I'll just link to it. All right. Family Matters. What's the idea behind this grouping, and, you know, what are some of the specials?
Yeah. We wanted something to make it easier because I think we all realize, you know, during the, what's going on now, being at home, we're all cooking more, and those with families that we're taking care of, or, you know, if it's more than just yourself, that it's just easier if you just pick up a meal. And so that's what this is. It usually serves two or more people. So that was the idea there. And so like Brasserie Liberté, which is a French restaurant in Georgetown, has a French family style menu for two for $65. And they have all kinds of items you could choose from, like roasted chicken and lots of side dishes. Clyde's of Georgetown is doing a takeout, dine-in, or at their outdoor studio. You could do a Maine Lobster family 4-pack for $90. Oh, sorry, that one was takeout only. But Maine Lobster for family of four, that's pretty good, I think. Even though it's just myself, I'm going to probably partake in that because then you have leftovers. So you don't, you know, even if it's by yourself, you could still partake. And then Ristorante Piccolo is doing a 3-course prefix dinner for two for $80, or if it's for four, $160.
Awesome stuff for the family. And then if you have a bit of a sweet tooth, what are some of the ones under the treat yourself mantra?
This one's my favorite because I definitely have the sweet tooth. Ocochina is offering $1 chocolate cannolis for takeout or dining in, but limit 6 per person, so we can't overdo it. Häagen-Dazs has $5 milkshakes with any flavor of ice cream and $5 Dazzler sundaes, which are delicious. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, I know Baked & Wired, they're doing, you can buy 3 cookies and get the 4th one free, but you have to mention Taste of Georgetown. So you have to remember to do that in order to get that deal. And then Georgetown Cupcake, you have to order online, but they're doing 20% off discounts off of their 1 dozen cupcakes, and that's for pickup.
Awesome. And Georgetown Cupcake, nationally renowned, and this is go come out and get your deal. This might be the time to go. Yeah. All right. Well, not only is it Taste of Georgetown, it's also Shop of Georgetown. I know you have a bunch of retailers participating. Why don't you give me just a few of them?
Yeah. So we have over 30 retailers, salons, and services. And they're offering anywhere from 50% off, gifts with purchases. Some are doing private in-store appointments and at-home trunk shows. J. Crew and Intermix are doing 15% off. You have a chance to enter to win a $100 gift card at Lily the First. Veronica Beard, which is a new shop that opened in Georgetown, is offering at-home trunk shows. And you can get 20% off your first purchase at Raffa.
Awesome. Well, there's so much going on and it's so great. Just sort of in closing, let's, you know, bring it full circle back, you know, big picture stuff. Why is this something, you know, we've all been cooped up for like over half a year now, 6, 7 months. Why is this something that we can finally get out and have a sense of normalcy while also being, you know, safe about it?
Yes. And I think, you know, it's perfect time, perfect weather, you know, the humidity is gone outside, you know, it's left DC and we just really want to do things safely and we're following the guidelines, but we also want to be sure we support these businesses. I think, you know, we all know it's been hard for them. We're still at a limited capacity. So anything we could do to support them, that's our goal. But it's also a time for us to enjoy ourselves and we need to relax and find pleasure in the little things. So we're hoping that we can cover all these things during this 3-week period.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it's Taste and Shop Georgetown. The website's georgetowndc.com/event/Taste of Georgetown. We'll put it up on the website so you can click it easily. And so much to do over this month. It's going to be great. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.